News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, interesting story by Carl O'Brien in the Irish Times today. Pupils could be sent home due to teacher shortage. The Irish Primary Principals Network said schools were being forced to use unqualified staff or provide special needs teachers to provide cover for classroom teachers who are out sick. And their chief executive saying schools across the country unable to source substitute teachers because basically, a lot of it's down to the pandemic. We're joined by Maeve Tierney, St. Cronan's Boys National School in Bray. Maeve, do you recognise the issues that Paula Clerken is talking about there?
Oh, it's all too familiar, Shane, I'm afraid, yeah. And has been literally all right through all of last year as well. But it's infinitely worse this year.
And is it down to the pandemic? Is it teachers having to isolate because they have symptoms and then being unable to locate or source substitute teachers? And of course, I think I'm right in saying you can't even sort of split up classes now or you know, bring two classes together because of the regulations.
That's true. You can't split classes. We can't have children mix at all. It is partly because of the pandemic, certainly, that has really exacerbated the problem. It's highlighted the issue because obviously if somebody tells you they've got a sniffle, no matter what it is, my first word is don't come in because we can't risk infection in the school. So, of course, they go and get tested. That's at least 2 days, sometimes even 3 days, depending. And that's just one instance. And in my own school, I've had this happen, oh, I think probably 40 or 50 times, you know. But the other issue is the fact that there simply aren't people there. There haven't been there since this has been getting increasingly worse over the last 2, 3, 4, 5 years, actually. So, you know, the department has seen this coming, to be honest, and it's just extraordinary that so little has been done to address this issue.
They would dispute that, to be fair, and I do need to put their side of it. They say about 380 teachers have been hired on a full-time basis to provide substitute cover to about 2,500 primary schools. I mean, yes. That seems like by normal standards, that seems like a decent level of cover.
Yeah, it does. It does. But remember that there are well over 500,000 children in primary school. There are 3,200 primary schools in the country. It's very, very good to have it. It's great to have it. I've got access to it. I'm one of the lucky schools that have access to this. But I should also tell you that for the month of November, there's no space on that now for my school. It's gone.
Okay. Is it possible you may have to send kids home?
Of course it is, yes. It's a distinct possibility, unfortunately. And it's one of the last things that any school principal ever would want to do.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Maeve Tierney, St. Cronan's Boys National School in Bray. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.